learn more.
Summer involves a lot of driving to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? Enter Hum by Verizon. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics, drive with more peace of mind thanks to 24/7 emergency assistance, and let the kids stream and game on the go with your car's own Wi-Fi hotspot. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at Hum.com. Verizon Wi-Fi available on Hum X only. Data usage applies. Coverage not available everywhere. Visit VZW.com for availability.
Would Bob Stoops merit a spot on a Mount Rushmore of the Stoops brothers? We debate in hour number three. Embrace the debate. Welcome to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM. 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. All three frequencies tonight heading to Cleveland for Game 3 of the NBA Finals. Golden State has a 2-0 advantage in that series, and chances are they could make it 3-0 tonight. Although Cleveland's going to steal one of these, I think.
Maybe.
They're going to do it at home if they do it.
I said they were going to steal two. That is looking... It's looking...
Not good.
Not good, Alex, at this point. Not good. As they say, a series is never over until the home team loses. So if the Cleveland Cavaliers lose one of these two games, I'm pretty confident in saying the series is probably over.
Mark Morehouse will join us from the Cedar Rapids Gazette tonight at 6:35. We'll talk a little Hawkeye football. Nathan Budgeta and Matt Vandenberg a little limited this summer as they head toward fall camp. The Hawkeyes also announcing today that Ronald Nash and Mick Ellis are no longer with the football program, although they're going to remain in school. The Angelo Garbutt news had been reported a week ago, but Iowa didn't confirm it until today. So technically you're going to see stories that say three players are no longer with the program, but we've known about Garbutt for a while. He announced it on Twitter. We also have the 6 o'clock showdown on the way in hour number three for you tonight. 7 questions in 60 seconds. Your chance to win a 4-pack of vouchers good for tickets to any remaining Cedar Rapids Colonels game during the regular season. So you can pick the game you want to go to. Speaking of giving things away, let's do it right now. 319-366-1600, the Amana Colonies Golf Club, open for the summer. What a beautiful day to hit the links. I imagine they are probably quite busy today. We've got a round of golf, a cart, and some range balls just for you. If you'd like them, be caller number 6 to 319-366-1600. 18 holes of championship golf, and now open the Lakeside Barn Events Center there at the Amana Colonies Golf Course, little southwest of Cedar Rapids. Very, very lovely course, and hopefully if you win this package, you'll find three guys to go play with you and make
Take
a
Bob
day
Stoops
of it.
With you.
Yeah, he's got plenty of time. 319-366-1600. That's the number to call if you want to win the golf package today. We'll have another one of these for you tomorrow, and then on Friday as well when we're in Iowa City for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Congratulations going out to Wes in Iowa City. He's our winner of the Amana Colonies Golf Club prize package. And Bob Stoops dominating the conversation and a number of different directions that we can go on this, and I think we'll have no problem revisiting this before 7 o'clock as well tonight. But Cyclone Tim, among other Iowa State listeners to the program, and we do have them, although we've been accused of being Hawkeye heavy here the last 5 or 6 weeks, wondering what this does long term for Big 12 football. And I can't help but think if you're Iowa State or any other school not named Oklahoma, you're probably pretty happy to see Bob Stoops leave. Now, he's leaving behind a pretty solid team, but Bob Stoops is no longer in your league. That is probably a good thing from a competition standpoint. Now, as far as everything else, because I think Bob Stoops at Oklahoma is good for the Big 12, especially to have an established name like that at a power school, but maybe this gives you a sliver of hope if you're at one of these schools that's trying to crack into the upper echelon of the league, that one of the big dogs is now kenneled up.
I think for the short term, it does give some of the upper echelon programs in the Big 12, whether it's Oklahoma State or Texas, it gives them a little bit of hope. A little bit of hope that Lincoln Riley isn't the coaching prodigy that he's been touted as over the past 3 or 4 years. Maybe Lincoln Riley isn't ready to take over this program at 33 years of age. But I do think that recruiting is going to, for the most part, stay the same for Oklahoma. Because you have a coach there that has been your leading recruiter for the past 3 to 4 years. He's completely kind of revolutionized that offense. They went into more of a spread attack with a more mobile quarterback. They bring in Baker Mayfield. I think it was that 8-5 season a few years ago. They bring in Lincoln Riley, and all of a sudden their offense takes off. He comes from ECU, where their offense experienced some of the best success that they'd had in their history. And then he leaves and they go completely into the toilet. I am a big fan of Lincoln Riley, but for the time being, I think it is something that other teams, for their own benefit, can use against Oklahoma on the recruiting trail. I don't think it's going to change a whole lot because he is an ace recruiter, is Riley, but it's going to, for the meantime, for the, at least the next 2 years, cast some doubt as to what direction that program is heading in, and it's all going to depend on whether the 33-year-old former offensive coordinator is ready to take over as the head coach.
So if you're Iowa State, if you're Matt Campbell, what does this do for you today?
It gives you hope that maybe Oklahoma takes a step back. I think that's really the only hope that you can have. You don't know how it's going to happen. You don't know when it's going to happen. You don't know if it's going to happen. But it at least gives you hope that it could happen. Bob Stoops, like I said, 14 of 18 seasons in Oklahoma. Throw out the first year where they won 7 games. I thought he did a great job that first year, taking over for John Blake. Throw out a couple of 8-5 seasons. Every 14 of the 18 years he was in Norman, they had double-digit wins. And that was not going to change, especially with what he had in Lincoln Riley at offensive coordinator. They were going to continue to win 10, 11, possibly 12 games a year and be at the top of the Big 12 as long as Bob Stoops was the head coach at Oklahoma. So now at least there's a chance that that could change. And I think that that gives a lot of people, Big 12 fans, Big 12 football programs, Big 12 coaches, at least the hope that Oklahoma will take a step back.
Big 12 fans and Iowa State fans, I want to hear from you today. 319-366-1600. What do you think this does for you and your team's chances in the Big 12 now that Bob Stoops is out of the picture? We'll give the Kirk Ferentz, Bob Stoops stake a little bit of time to rest on the table, because if it marinates in its own juices and continues to cook, it's going to be a delicious treat for us before 7 o'clock tonight. But Ferentz and Stoops, I'm a little bit tired of it at this point. But from a standpoint of the Big 12, now remember, this is a conference that a lot of people think is on its last legs. As you know, we heard a couple of weeks ago, was it Feinbaum again? Who said the
it was
Big
Feinbaum.
12? Yeah. 5 years from now, it won't exist. I don't necessarily know if Bob Stoops leaving does anything to help that mindset, because obviously I think it weakens from a perception standpoint a little bit. But for those that are concerned about Lincoln Riley, Bob Stoops had never been a head coach when he was handed the reins of that program, and he's done just fine. And Lincoln Riley is taking over at a time where things look okay for Oklahoma. Now, they've still got, I would say, some residue from the Joe Mixon scandal to deal with, but that's nothing that a time and distance isn't going to help solve. That's just the nature of the business today. Not saying the Joe Mixon scandal wasn't bad, but the further you get removed from it day by day, the more and more people tend to forget about things. Just like what's going on at Michigan State right now with four kids getting booted from the team, two separate incidents, one involving one player and one involving three players. It seems like a huge story now, but 2-3 months from now, outside of folks in East Lansing, the rest of the world probably isn't going to be paying a whole lot of attention to this. Now, one thing I think that hasn't been talked a lot about here with regards to Stoops making this decision is he's very close with Steve Spurrier. He was on his staff at Florida, and he played for Hayden Fry at Iowa. And when you look at those two legendary college football coaches and how things ended for them, I think the argument could be made that both of them hung on a lot longer than they probably should have, or at the very least, the ground underneath them eroded a lot faster than they were expecting. Spurrier up and quit in the middle of 2015 because he had a crappy team and there was no relief in sight. And then Hayden Fry, things just went from okay, 7-5, 6-win seasons, whatever, to the program bottomed out and there wasn't success on the horizon. And after 20 years, Hayden Fry said, okay, it's time for me to hang this up. And of course, he was dealing with health concerns at the time as well. So I think if you're Bob Stoops, you also, to a certain extent, look at yourself in the mirror and say, I'm 56 years old. I'm worth millions of dollars. I'm doing all right for myself. The program is in very good shape right now. It's on solid footing. And I don't necessarily want to tarnish my legacy or run the risk of doing that while simultaneously continuing this day in and day out grind that is coaching college football. So maybe, just maybe, that plays in as a factor here as well, that Spurrier and Fry, two coaches that he's been very close with during his career, either as a player, as a graduate assistant, as an assistant coach, things didn't end well for either of those guys. And this is Bob Stoops sort of writing his own exit strategy here. And he's not letting anybody or any season tarnish his reputation. Now, obviously, you'd like to go out on top, but college football, at least the top 10, top 5 teams, and the college football playoff has made it a little bit more difficult to go out on top. And maybe he just decided, okay, enough is enough.
I mean, when you look at his career, I think if you're going to compare it cross sports, he kind of reminds me of the career that Jim Boeheim has had at Syracuse. Win a national championship early on, then kind of not necessarily bottom out, have very good years, but really kind of struggle to find that second national championship. Actually, no, he lost the first national championship, did Boeheim. Finally won one in 2003, won national championship to his name. But Bob Stoops kind of became, as I think Kirk Ferentz to a certain extent has in Iowa City, a victim of his own success. There were a couple of years, especially after that 2014 season, where the Sooners got absolutely blasted in the Russell Athletic Bowl. I think it was Clemson who got them. And they finished with an 8-5 record. There was a little bit of a hope for those Iowa fans who were all about Stoops that maybe the Oklahoma fan base had gotten a little bit restless with Bob Stoops and maybe he jets after 2014. It wasn't really a loud talk, but there was a little bit of chatter. He rights the ship in 2015. They get to the college football playoff. They lose their first two games last year. They reel off 11 wins in a row, including a win in the Sugar Bowl. So I agree with you to a certain extent. I don't think that the whole mocking Big Game Bob moniker really bothered him, because I think in his heart of hearts, he knew that his program did is about as well as you could ask for. I know there's the segment of that Oklahoma fan base that wasn't happy that they couldn't take that next step and win a couple more championships. But when you look back at his career, 190-48 at Oklahoma, no one in their right mind can look back at his career and say he was anything other than fantastic in Norman.
BJ on the text line, I was hoping we would hear from some Texas fans, and we've got about two or three of them here, but BJ, perhaps the biggest Texas fan that I know anyway that listens to the program. Honestly, I don't like it because I feel like it's going to hurt the Big 12 in the long run. The Big 12 hanging by a thread already and then take out one of the premier programs and premier coaches out of the equation, it's going to hurt. There have been some rumors for a while now that Oklahoma is looking to get out of the Big 12. I don't necessarily think that this is connected to that at all, and I don't necessarily think it's going to happen, but we have spent the better part of the last 5 years dealing with discussions ever since Nebraska left and Colorado left that the Big 12 may or may not have what it takes to remain solvent for the long haul. And everybody's always talking Texas and the Longhorn Network. Well, you've got a pretty big number two player in that league in Oklahoma, and maybe they're getting a little bit restless. But I don't think this probably has anything to do with that. I think this is just Bob Stoops saying enough is enough. Again, this is a boss move on his part. As long as nothing else is going on here, and I really don't think there is, some people are saying it's got to be related to Joe Mixon. It's got to be related to the NCAA. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I think this is a really successful guy who's been successful for a long time. I mean, look at the rundown of finishes in the Big 12. He has never had a team finish below. He's had one team finish below third place, and that was that aforementioned 2014 season when you mentioned the Russell Athletic Bowl. They were tied for fourth. His worst seasons, if you take 1999 out of the equation, his worst seasons at Oklahoma, they won 8 games. That's the absolute bottom of the barrel at Oklahoma for Bob Stoops. And there is no amount of equivalency that you can possibly come up with that says his worst season at Iowa, if he would have been hired in 1998, was 8 wins. You cannot possibly say that. You can speculate that recruiting may have been a little bit better, but you cannot, in good faith, say that he wins as many games and has the same amount of success at Iowa as he does in Norman, Oklahoma. I've never bought that. And people that feel that way have convinced themselves that that is the God's honest truth, and there's usually no talking those folks into reality.
Well, I think that a lot of it has to do with, yes, there are a lot of things that would probably be different. You bring up recruiting. I think that would be a big difference in the program. Probably the way the offense is run would be a big difference. But I think people have convinced themselves that those differences would automatically affect the bottom line. And that's just not the case usually. And it's impossible to go back and find out exactly how things would be different or what exactly would be different about the bottom line. But as far as wins and losses go, recruiting, yes, it's a big thing. But at the time when Bob Stoops took over Oklahoma in 1999, which in theory, if he took over at Iowa, he didn't have the resume that he does now. If he takes over now, then that's a completely different because he has that name. He has the prestige that went along with being as successful as he was at Oklahoma. So, of course, he would pull in more recruits. But in 1999, would he be able to build that at a program that was as down as the Iowa Hawkeye football program was? It's impossible to tell. A lot of people think no.
Here's the thing, and a couple folks have mentioned it on the text line that joined us here in hour number two, and they weren't listening in the 4 o'clock hour, which, by the way, the podcast will be available at kgymradio.com. Think of this. We're going to deal with the Bob Stoops to Iowa, come back to the alma mater talk, anytime that Ferentz and the Hawkeyes struggle from here until Ferentz is no longer the coach. It's going to happen. Think about a guy who's got millions of dollars, who's really at this point carefree, who's ready to head off into retirement. Maybe he wants to coach again. Maybe he doesn't. I don't know. Think about the tremendous pressure that he would be under to replicate what he did at Oklahoma in Iowa City. Because the minute that he would take the job, you would have people expecting 10, 11, 12 wins. And the pressure, the expectations, I think, would be enormous. And I've never felt at any point in time since 2002, 2003, whatever. Yeah, 2002. From that point on, I never felt Bob Stoops was going to be an option at Iowa. I didn't. He was too successful at Oklahoma. He was there for the long haul, and it looked like Kirk Ferentz was going to be around Iowa City for a while. I never, in my wildest dreams, and I think Kirk would say the same thing back in 1998 when he was hired in November of that year, that he would picture, where are you in 2017? I don't think he would have said, I'm still in Iowa City. And that's a fact of life. I mean, you just don't see this. And to have these two guys who were separated by a day, Stoops hired, I believe, December 1st, and Ferentz hired December 2nd in 1998. Ferentz, now the dean of FBS college football coaches. To have that for 18 seasons where these guys are sort of inexplicably linked together by that opening, and people... A great text, and I want to get to this before we step aside for some commercials and Kyle prepares another big board update. I've got to find the text. As a matter of fact, I wrote down the number. I think it was 2922 on the text line, if I can find it here, that was talking about these stories. My favorite thing about the Ferentz hiring in 1998 is that many people say they know exactly why Stoops didn't get the Iowa job, yet all of the stories wind up being different.
Well, that's exactly
everybody
right.
Knows a guy who knows someone who was on the committee, who sat in, and they know. Look, at this point, you're not putting the toothpaste back into the tube. It's 18 years ago.
Let me ask you something, Todd. What were the chances that Stoops was going to go to Oklahoma anyway? Can you put a percentage ballpark on that?
I'd say at that point in time, it was the better job. It was the better opportunity for him because of the donors and everything that he was going to have to work with at Oklahoma as opposed to Iowa. And the expectations, while high in Norman, were not the savior on the white horse coming back to your alma mater and replacing a legend in Hayden Fry. So if I'm Stoops, 18 years ago, I probably make the same choice.
So let's just say that there was a better than favorable chance that he ends up in Oklahoma. And at the time, someone tells an Iowa Hawkeye fan, okay, well, your second choice is this guy named Kirk Ferentz, and he is going to be there for 18 years. And by 2017, he will be the longest tenured coach in college football, and he will have all this success, I'm pretty sure. 10 out of 10 fans would have taken
him. Well, that's just because Gary Barta keeps extending him. That's the argument. Ferentz doesn't ever get credit for all of the good things that he's done. He's just here because Barta gives him the contract. 319-366-1600. It's 527. We'll step aside, take a quick break. Mark Morehouse from the Cedar Rapids Gazette is going to join us in an hour. We'll talk Hawkeye football. And yeah, Bob Stoops is probably going to come up with him as well. You're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM.
Easy as apple pie. Easy as falling off a log. Easy as 1, 2, 3. That's how easy it is to earn the power rate in ATM fee refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking said they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
You know that old saying, time is money? Well, that couldn't be truer when it comes to real estate these days. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about timing and how that affects how much you sell your home for. If you tried to sell it a while back and couldn't get your price, let Doug McAllister and Pinnacle give it another try. The time has never been better than right now to get your price. Doug McAllister has his own menu-driven system to sell your home fast and for more. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com. Time is wasting.
Barbecue Roundup is right around the corner. We've got your chance to win some passes and some barbecue bucks on the gym class tomorrow with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes. It's the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM. Now time for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The University of Iowa confirmed this afternoon that receiver Ronald Nash and kicker Mick Ellis will leave the program but remain in school, while linebacker Angelo Garbett will leave the school entirely. The Cedar Rapids Colonels found out today that they will have six Midwest League All-Stars, including a league-high four starters. Third baseman Travis Blankenhorn, first baseman Lewin Diaz, shortstop Jermaine Palacios, and designated hitter Mitchell Cranson will all be in the starting lineup for the West. Hawkeye baseball players Ben Norman and Kyle Schimpf were selected as freshman All-Americans today. Norman, a Des Moines native, batted .296 and led the team with 14 steals as a true freshman, while the redshirt freshman Schimpf posted a 5-1 record out of the bullpen and held opposing batters to a .186 average. Former Iowa baseball player Joel Booker was also selected as a South Atlantic League All-Star this afternoon. Booker was a 2016 All-Big Ten selection for the Hawkeyes and is now batting .313 for the Kannapolis Intimidators of the White Sox. The Iowa track team is sending a school record 15 individuals to compete in the NCAA Track and Field Championships. Events are starting today in Eugene, Oregon, and the Hawkeyes have two runners with lofty expectations. Senior Aaron Mallett is favored to win the 110-meter hurdle, while Brittany Brown could legitimately vie for a title in the Open 200. On KGYM tonight, you can hear Game 3 of the NBA Finals right here on 1600 or 106.3 The South Gym.
The Kannapolis Intimidators.
That's right.
Named for?
The, I don't know. I'm sure you do, though.
Kannapolis, North Carolina. That's a hint. I believe it is the hometown, or he lived in the area, but Dale Earnhardt, Sr., the Intimidator.
Learn something.
Joel Booker, he was a heck of a player at Iowa.
He was.
Nice to see him having some success.
Can you tell me, do you know exactly what the Intimidators logo is? Is it worth buying a hat?
I've never found it to be all that great, but I think I'll show it to you during the break. I'll dig it up, and I'm just not a big fan.
Okay. I know that you have your top 10 logos in minor league baseball.
Yeah, it's not on the list.
By the way, Mitchell Cranson will be on our show tomorrow.
Yeah, Midwest League All-Star Mitchell Cranson.
Yes, he will be on the show. He's the designated hitter in the All-Star game.
Colonels are in Clinton tonight to take on the Lumber Kings. Going to be back home Friday for a Z102.9 Mug Club night, taking on the Burlington Bees. Get your tickets now and then join our friends from Z102.9 for some $3 mugs. You got to buy the first one for $6, then you get the mug refilled. And the best part is, bring it back to every Friday game the remainder of the season, and you get that $3 price right off the bat. 5:31, we'll step aside. More of the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on the way after this.
Summer involves a lot of driving to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? Enter Hum by Verizon. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics, drive with more peace of mind thanks to 24/7 emergency assistance, and let the kids stream and game on the go with your car's own Wi-Fi hotspot. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at hum.com. Verizon Wi-Fi available on Hum X only. Data usage applies. Coverage not available everywhere. Visit vzw.com for availability.
Exclusions and restrictions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Here's what's happening. After 18 seasons as Oklahoma's head football coach, Bob Stoops announced his retirement, said he's not retiring for health reasons, just felt the time was perfect to hand over the reins. Offensive coordinator Lincoln Riley will take over as head coach. The 33-year-old is the youngest head coach in FBS. Game 3 NBA Finals, virtually a must-win for the Cavaliers versus the Warriors tonight. Even though Cleveland's down 2-0, LeBron James says he won't change his game. James might want to rethink that strategy, advises ESPN's John Barry.
He's got to change, particularly in the second half. He needs some help. I'm not putting it all on LeBron James, but the second half, he's a different player. He loses his aggressiveness. He settles for jump shots. He doesn't get to the free throw line. All those things, it will help if he can get Shumpert and J.R. Smith and these other guys making shots.
John Barry on the right time. Game 3, 8 Eastern, ABC and ESPN Radio. No NBA team has ever rallied from a 3-0 deficit to win a best of seven. Rangers third baseman Adrian Beltre not in the lineup tonight against the Mets. This a day after injuring his left ankle.
Brought to you by Toyota. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR. A stylish crossover with car-like handling. It's the perfect vehicle to flip the script. Toyota, let's go places.
This Friday is Star Wars Night at the Colonel's. The first 1,000 fans will receive a free Star Wars t-shirt, and fans can meet Star Wars characters on the concourse. The team will wear Star Wars jerseys that will be sold via silent auction to benefit autism awareness. Visit colonels.com for game times and to order tickets.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Come for the kolaches, stay for the fun. Friday through Sunday at the annual St. Ludmilla Kolach Festival. There'll be carnival rides, live music, a beer garden, car show, bags tourney, and more. Be sure to enjoy the star of the festival, those fresh, homemade kolaches. What's your favorite flavor? Get the schedule and directions at stludmilla.org. Come to the Kolach Festival Friday through Sunday at St. Ludmilla Church, 21st Avenue, just south of the Czech Village in Cedar Rapids.
Right now at the Home Depot, save 20% with bulk pricing on Owens Corning Oak Ridge shingles and 30% with bulk pricing on insulation. That'll bring that roofing project down within reach. And that insulation project, you'll be covered. If you're ready to start, now you know where. Get bulk pricing on shingles and insulation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. See store for details and minimum purchase quantities. Selection varies by store.
Mary, you're glowing gold.
I know, I joined the Fuel Rewards program and got rewarded with instant gold status at Shell.
And now your body radiates gold?
Yes, and I save 5 cents a gallon on every fill every day.
5 cents a gallon? Wow.
And gold is all the rage this season.
Oh, yeah.
Get rewarded with instant gold status at Shell with the Fuel Rewards program. It's free to join, so join now at fuelrewards.com/gold. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold for full details. Doesn't actually turn bodies gold.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new spicy, crispy Zinger Chicken Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger Chicken Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger in a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
It's 5:36, and you're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on KGYM 106.3 FM, our South Gym in Iowa City, where we're going to be on Friday for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. More on that coming up. 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 1600 AM, the main gym all across eastern Iowa. We're also online at kgymradio.com. You can listen to the stream anytime, anywhere. Podcast available for download as well. I had somebody ask me on Twitter earlier today at Todd Brommelkamp whether or not we'll ever be on iTunes. I don't think that that's going to be an option, unfortunately. I know there are a lot of people who like to get their podcasts strictly straight through iTunes, but you can download us, and if you've got a smart device, you can play a podcast off of that. I'm not smart enough to do any of that. I download podcasts all the time, and I know that they're on the phone, and I can't quite figure out sometimes how to get them. Like if I'm in the vehicle, if I'm going someplace for a great distance, and I want to listen to something that I've downloaded, a Cubs podcast or other sports talk or something, just to get a change of pace, but don't look for us on iTunes anytime soon. And my apologies for that, but Everybody does things a little bit differently, and that's the way that we do things here. We make you go to the website. We do have an app. If you are an iPhone or an Android user, go to the Google Play Store or the iTunes Store and search for KGYM. You can always listen to us that way as well. Did I recall correctly, you said earlier today you think Cleveland can win one of these games?
I thought they could win two, but after watching the first two games, I'm very skeptical. I think they probably will win one game, but it would not surprise me at all if this were a sweep. I think that if you listen to Jeff Van Gundy on ESPN, you heard it on the bottom of the hour Sports Center. He thinks that the Cleveland Cavaliers must, I'm not going to say shut down, but darn near shut down either Curry or Durant. And the way that Durant is playing right now, if you're the Cleveland Cavaliers, you better hope that Stephen Curry has an off night, because right now, Kevin Durant is the best player on a super team in the Bay Area.
It's coming your way on all three frequencies tonight. 106.3 and 107.5 FM, as well as 1600. Shame on Bob Stoops for denying Scooter Jeanette his moment in the sun here in Eastern Iowa. But
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you
very much.
I know Scooter Jeanette because he played in the Midwest League coming up in the Milwaukee Brewers farm system. And I've got to be honest with you, I had lost track of him prior to last night. And I didn't know that he was back in the big leagues with the Cincinnati Reds. Four home runs for the Reds last night in their win over the St. Louis Cardinals. And I only knew about it because I was watching the Cubs-Marlins game. Highest rated Cubs game of the year, by the way, on CSN. I find that very interesting. I don't know why people were tuning in last night more so than other games. But as I'm watching, they're talking about Scooter Jeanette, and I'm trying to figure out, something's got to be going on.
Yep, why
are Len Casper and Jim DeShays talking about Scooter Jeanette? And so a quick cursory glance at Twitter revealed that he had three home runs, and then as the game is playing out, Len Casper says, did he just hit another one?
Yep.
Mark Witten, I know, has a four home run game to his credit. They're extremely rare in baseball history, and I think Scooter Jeanette is probably one of the more unlikely candidates to have ever pulled off the feat. He's not necessarily a power hitter, but was putting some good swings on the ball last night. And look, of course it happened against the Cardinals, and that's not why I'm bringing it up here. I would mention this if it happened against the Cubs, because as a baseball fan, it's a tremendous feat, and it once again goes to show you what a game baseball is. Because if you would have said, I'll give you 1,000 guesses who the next guy to hit four home runs in a game is going to be, what was the percentage of people that in those 1,000 names would pull Scooter Jeanette? Baseball, you got to love it.
Scooter Jeanette has been in the major league since 2013, so that would be five MLB seasons. Last night accounted for nearly 10% of his total home run output and over 6% of his total RBI output for his career. And it was against the Cardinals.
Would you rather have a lengthy, this is sort of something we could touch on tomorrow, but we'll do it today here. Would you rather have a lengthy, very nondescript MLB career? Or would you rather have one amazing night like Scooter Jeanette did? Because he sort of had both up to this point. I would say 5 years of nondescript baseball in the major leagues is decent. But would you rather be a guy who plays forever and isn't really remembered for anything? Or would you like to be a guy who's got that one thing that he can hang his hat on?
I want to be the guy that is around forever but has a pretty nondescript career, because he's making a lot of money. And I'm not necessarily a person that really needs the spotlight, but if I'm in the major leagues for 10 or 15 years and I'm an average or slightly below average major league baseball player, I'm still making a lot of money and I'm still in the major leagues. So give me that over a 2-year career where I hit 5 home runs in one night.
I think I'd kind of want to be the guy that has that moment.
Well, what then if it was just over after that and you have to go get a real job?
Well, I think the league minimum now is $500,000. So give me 1 year in the big leagues where I don't do anything except for I have one great night, and then I can go to card shows and maybe people pay me $25 to sign a baseball and inscribe it. 4 home run game, June 6th, 2017.
Matt North Liberty says, Alex is a diehard Reds fan. The best thing about Scooter's historic feat last night was that it happened against the dreaded Cardinals. Scooter has never hit more than 4 home runs in a month, but he did one in one night versus the Cardinals. My question is, are the Cardinals to the point where they're so hapless that they're not dreaded anymore? Or is that going to take 2 more years of them being as bad as they are right now?
No, I'm not going to out you here, but you're not happy with the Cardinals. And I saw a discussion with last night involving you and our good friend from the Coach's Corner in Iowa City, and you are in the change is needed camp. You want to see things shaken up.
A little bit. It's not going to happen.
Is Scooter Gennett the straw that breaks the camel's back for you?
No, this is an ongoing thing. This is you look at that team and it just is not good enough to contend, or really, if they didn't have as good a starting pitching as they've had this season, they'd be one of the worst teams in baseball. They really have no other endearing quality, and they went on a nice run, but that looks like an aberration now after they've lost 15 of their last 20 games. And it's just right now they can't get out of their own way. And it's not normal to maybe Cardinal fans are a little bit spoiled, but this just feels different than any other down season for them. Last year, at least they had the amount of power to win 86 games in the end. This year, I asked myself, I said, what would happen? Where would they have been last year without that unexpected power surge? Well, we're seeing it right now. So I think that John Mozeliak has done some really good things in his time in St. Louis. And I think Mike Matheny has done some really good things. But as people talk about with management and especially managers, there's tends to be an expiration date, and have those two reached their expiration date? It's beginning to look that way.
Cubs, as we mentioned, running their winning streak to 5 games last night and looking very impressive in doing so. Anthony Rizzo came up with the big home run off of former National League All-Star Jeff Locke, who's now pitching for the Marlins. They'll go at it again tonight at Wrigley Field. Cubs, the bats are starting to wake up, which is to be expected. Jake Arrieta looked fairly good last night as well, and things are starting to take shape in the National League Central. The schedule is softening up a little bit for the Cubs, and I wouldn't necessarily shy away from this Cardinals topic all that much. I've got nothing to say about them, really, because anything that I do say is going to be held against me by Cardinals fans, my alleged bias. But it's a little bit concerning at this point, and I would chalk that up last night to an aberration. Scooter Gennett is never going to do that again. It happens to the best of us, and you move on. But they definitely have to do something. And I know there are some people out there that want to see them make a big splash. And we talked about this in the office earlier today. Jose Ortiz, who's a great columnist at the Post-Dispatch, has said, look, don't sell out just to try to get the second wild card, because the Cubs are going to win that division. Don't go all in on a 50-50 chance where it comes down to one wild card game, and if you lose, you're done.
Exactly. And his point was, don't mortgage the future and give away whatever you have as far as pieces in the minor leagues or young promising talent to try to maybe add a big time bat in the middle of that lineup. A, for the reason, like you just said, maybe it's a lost cause anyway, but B, I just don't think that this team right now is a bat away from contending or a pitcher away from contending. It's not only the lack of production from the lineup, which now ranks 27th in runs per game. It's not just the bad bullpen. It's not just the bad fielding. It's not just the bad base running. I'm bringing up more and more of these things, and the only strength of this team right now is the starting pitching, and which is why they're not one of the worst teams in Major League Baseball, because literally everything else they do is average or below average, and it's just, you're not used to seeing this team beat themselves on a nightly basis. And I've heard the people bring up the fact that this team is made almost primarily of second basemen and left fielders. That's basically their entire lineup. They have Matt Carpenter, who's a second baseman, playing first base. They have guys out of position on the left side of the infield. Jed Jerko's a second baseman. I don't know exactly what Aledmys Diaz is. He's not a very good shortstop.
I believe he's Cuban.
Well, yeah, that too.
Okay.
And then in the outfield, there's three left fielders. There's three guys out there. Dexter Fowler is a fine player, but I don't think he's a great center fielder. He's certainly not a guy that is going to add a ton of pop to your lineup. And I think a lot of people are really down on him. I think that they're on a good team, he has a place. On this team, he can't make up for everything that has gone wrong.
There have been 17 players to hit four home runs in a Major League Baseball game. A couple of them have played in Cedar Rapids many, many years ago. Pat Seary was in Cedar Rapids in the 1940s. I believe he did it with the White Sox. And then Nate Colbert, who was a tremendous slugger in the 1970s, did it with the San Diego Padres. Only one player that has done it has been named after a character from the Muppet Babies, and that's Scooter Jeanette. I just saw this today. Major League Baseball has an article on their website about Scooter Jeanette. His actual name is Ryan, but he chose to be called Scooter because of the character on the Muppet Babies. A guy who chose his name
what?
Because of the Muppet Babies.
Yes, he hit four home runs.
Hit four home runs against the Cardinals last night. And as John on 380 says on the text line, to Cubs fans, the Cardinals will always be dreaded.
Well, I know that, but throughout the rest of the league, I'm interested to see how bad it has to get before somebody else is the new dreaded team, like the Red Sox became for a while there.
1260 on the text line says the Cubs need to mortgage the future plus Javier Baez to land Archer and less expensive Lorenzo Cain. They will be at least four first-round picks without free agent splurge or re-sign of Arrieta, five if they tender Wade Davis and he declines. I don't think Theo Epstein's going to make some of the same mistakes that he was headed toward and had done in Boston. And it'll be interesting to see. The Cubs are going to do something, but I don't think it's going to be anything huge. I think it's going to be a Mike Montgomery-type situation where they just try to tweak things and make it a little bit better, because the roster as it is right now, if Schwarber and Russell turn things around and start hitting, and if Rizzo's bat heats up, then I think they're pretty strong. But they do need to address the starting rotation. 5:52, hour number three, just minutes away. It's the 6 o'clock showdown. Seven questions in 60 seconds. We'll send you to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Mark Morehouse from the Cedar Rapids Gazette also scheduled to appear with us tonight. We'll talk about the developments with the Iowa football program today. A couple players on the sidelines with injuries, and a couple players no longer with the program. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM, back with more after this.
When is the best time to buy? Denny Z at the Westdale Used Car Superstore, what do you say?
The time is now. Best time, best deals at the best place. Go West, the Westdale Used Car Superstore.
Known in these parts as the home of the factory connection.
I can't comment on that, but with over 2,000 pre-owned vehicles, budget Boulevard buys from $6,000, a huge selection under $10,000, and guaranteed credit approval, the time is definitely now.
Told you he was the answer man.
And for people worried about their trade-in, get at least $2,000 for your trade.
That's regardless of condition. At the Westdale Used Car Superstore.
And over 2,000 vehicles means you can shop Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, Jeeps, Fords, Hyundais, every make and model.
Every price range, the confidence of guaranteed credit approval.
And at least $2,000 guaranteed for trade-in, regardless of condition.
Now is the time at the Westdale Used Car Superstore.
Right behind Walmart at Wiley and 33rd Avenue, Southwest in Cedar Rapids.
$2,000 for your trade financed through the Westdale Used Car Superstore. For details,
log on McGrathAuto.com, click specials.
The ball explodes off your club face like a rocket. It flies across the beautiful blue sky and nestles right next to the pin. That's what keeps us all coming back. Hey folks, Dave Austed here. Hardly any of us are going to make the Pro Tour, but we always have that itch to play because of that one shot. At Austed's Golf, we love the game as much as you do. Golf Digest just selected Austed's Golf one of the top fitters in the nation. Find out why. Go online at Austeds.com or visit your local Austed's to schedule your personal club fitting. Your one shot is waiting. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
At ABC Supply, their goal is to be the best company to work for in America. And right now, they have openings in Cedar Rapids. ABC Supply is hiring now for drivers. Come be a part of their great team at the nation's largest supplier of exterior building supplies. Their benefits are excellent, including health, dental, vision, 401k, and profit sharing. And you'll enjoy paid vacations and holidays. And drivers, you'll be home every night. Ready to build your career at ABC Supply? Apply right now at abcsupply.com.
Hi, I'm Douglas Hess. Is your company stuck in the minor leagues? Still using paper files or multiple Excel sheets for HR? The big leaguers at Future Systems can help. With advanced HR, you take control of the HR process. From applicant tracking and onboarding to online benefits management, customized reports, and integrated payroll, it'll change the game for you and your employees. Call in the big leaguers at Future Systems today at 800-453-5809 or learn more at future-systems.net.
5:55, welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show on KGYM, and we prepare for hour number three with Mark Morehouse from the Cedar Rapids Gazette joining us in about 35 minutes. But first, here's Kyle Mann with another Midwest One Bank Big Board update.
The University of Iowa announced this afternoon that receiver Ronald Nash and kicker Mick Ellis will leave the program but remain in school. Linebacker Angelo Garbutt will leave the school entirely. The Cedar Rapids Colonels found out today that they will have six Midwest League All-Stars, including a league-high four starters. Third baseman Travis Blankenhorn, first baseman Lewin Diaz, shortstop Jermaine Palacios, and designated hitter Mitchell Cranson will all be in the starting lineup for the West. Hawkeye baseball players Ben Norman and Kyle Schimpf were selected as freshman All-Americans today. Norman batted .296 and led the team with 14 steals as a true freshman, while Schimpf posted a 5-1 record out of the bullpen and held opposing batters to a .186 average. Former Iowa baseball player Joel Booker was also selected as a South Atlantic League All-Star this afternoon. Booker was a 2016 All-Big Ten selection for the Hawkeyes and is now batting .313 for the single-A Kannapolis Intimidators. The Iowa track team is sending a school record of 15 individuals to compete in the NCAA Track and Field Championships. Events are starting today in Eugene, Oregon, and the Hawkeyes have two runners with particularly lofty expectations. Senior Aaron Mallett is favored to win the 110-meter hurdle, while Brittany Brown could legitimately make a run at the title in the Open 200. On KGYM tonight, you can hear Game 3 of the NBA Finals right here on 1600 AM or 106.3 The South Gym.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I see that Lonzo Ball had his workout with the Lakers today. Did you see that?
Yeah. Did you see the press around him?
I'm not interested in the press. I'm interested in the fact that he did not wear his own shoe, his $495 shoe. He wound up wearing James Harden's signature shoe. Not going to help sales there, I don't think. Hour number three of the program on the way after this.
When smart businesses need to grow their team, they do it on the site proven to deliver, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers five times more hires than any other job site, more hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Thank you for never giving up.
Thank you for protecting our planet.
Thank you for saving the human race.
Only Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil can deliver the ultimate protection needed for those protecting our world. We're proud to do our part to protect them. Thank you, Autobots, for doing yours to protect us all. Valvoline, the official synthetic motor oil of Transformers The Last Knight, in theaters June 23rd. Right now, buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil at Advance Auto Parts to get a free Valvoline action figure. Offer expires July 26, 2017. Proof of purchase required. Limit 2 while supplies last. See store for more details.
Gentlemen, hurry into JCPenney and find great looks for whether you're in the office or on the go. Raise your game with menswear designed by Michael Strahan. Exclusively at JCPenney, get 50% off suits, separates, and dress shirts from Collection by Michael Strahan. And up to 40% off MSX activewear, also available in big and tall. Don't miss out on even more savings with a coupon for $10 off when you spend $25 or more on select items. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, coupon valid 6/7 to 6/13. Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
Greta is a drill instructor.
Move, move, move!
Yes, ma'am!
When it comes to training lean, mean,